It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
So at this moment, we must decide, what kind of nation are we going to be? Are we going to be a nation that accepts political violence as a norm? Are we going to be a nation where we allow partisan election officials to overturn the legally expressed will of the people? Are we going to be a nation that lives not by the light of the truth, but in the shadow of lies? We cannot allow ourselves to be that kind of nation. The way forward is to recognize the truth and to live by it.
1 year ago today, January 6th, 2021, rioters protesting the results of the 2020 presidential election attacked the U.S. Capitol, breaching the headquarters of American democracy, and attempted to overturn the results of a free and fair election. Events are scheduled throughout the day, most designed to preserve the narratives of the attack, as the perpetrators of the events of that day continue a propagandistic gaslighting campaign to convince America that we didn't see what we absolutely saw happening that day. Few, if any, Republicans are expected to attend any of the day's events, most using the funeral of former Senator Johnny Isaacson as an excuse. The day officially began at 9 a.m. Eastern, as Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden delivered speeches from Statuary Hall, Biden focusing on the danger posed by Trump's ongoing lies about the election results.
You can't love your country only when you win. You can't obey the law only when it's convenient. You can't be patriotic when you embrace and enable lies. Those who stormed this Capitol and those who instigated and incited and those who called on them to do so held a dagger at the throat of America and American democracy. They didn't come here out of patriotism or principle. They came here in rage, not in service of America, but rather in service of one man. Those who incited the mob, the real plotters who were desperate to deny the certification of this election, defy the will of the voters, but their plot was foiled. Congressmen, Democrats, Republicans stayed. Senators, representatives, staff, they finished their work the Constitution demanded. They honored their oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We're living at an inflection point in history, both at home and abroad. We're engaged anew in a struggle between democracy and autocracy, between the aspirations of the many and the greed of the few. Between the people's right of self-determination and self-seeking autocrat.
The former guy thankfully scrapped his plans to hold a press conference tonight at Mar-a-Lago, announcing instead that he'd give his lying and bitching speech on January 15th at a rally in Phoenix. Attorney General Merrick Garland addressed the Department of Justice and the nation on Wednesday, seemingly to push back on the complaints and reassure Americans that he is going after everyone who perpetrated or participated in the insurrection in what is the biggest investigation in FBI history.
The actions we have taken thus far will not be our last. The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under law, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy. We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
More than 700 people have been arrested for participating in the insurrection. The FBI is still looking for another 350 suspects, including 250 people accused of assaulting police officers. Meanwhile, the House Select Committee investigating the attack has been doing most of its work out of the public view. But that will soon change. They've issued more than 50 subpoenas to individuals and organizations, including some of Trump's closest allies. They're promising many public hearings are coming, during which they will expose the actions of Trump and other leaders surrounding the attack. But then there's this. The Washington Post reporting that at least 163 Republicans who embraced Trump's big lie are running for statewide positions that would give them authority over the administration of elections. But on the other hand, The Hill is reporting today that in the year since the January 6th attack, a handful of Democrats, constitutional scholars, and pro-democracy advocates have been quietly exploring how a post-Civil War amendment to the Constitution might be used to disqualify the former president from ever holding office again. Calls for Congress to take steps to strip Trump of his eligibility, which reached a peak in the aftermath of last January 6th, have since decreased, but those who remain engaged on the issue say discussions about applying Section 3 of the 14th Amendment continue. In other news, a state of emergency in Kazakhstan, as the president invited Russia to send in peacekeeping forces to help quell a growing protest movement. The protests began on Sunday over a big increase in fuel prices and quickly snowballed amid broader discontent with Kazakhstan's leadership. Protesters have set fire to government buildings, stormed an airport in the country's largest city, Almaty, and violently clashed with police. Authorities have blocked internet access across the country, and the president accepted the resignation of the government Wednesday morning in a failed attempt to restore order. As someone who spent a month in Kazakhstan some 20 years ago to adopt my daughter, I'm heartbroken, watching the developments in Kazakhstan as closely as possible, and worrying that we might be headed in the same direction. Despite the lies being fed to the American people by the right-wing propaganda machine, the economy is doing quite well, thank you very much. The U.S. economy added 807,000 new jobs in December. That's more than double what economists had predicted. The Congressional Progressive Caucus has endorsed legislation to expand the Supreme Court by 4 seats. The chair of the caucus, Pramila Jayapal, said the current bench was filled by a partisan, right-wing effort to entrench a radical, anti-democratic faction and erode human rights that have been won over decades. And two people are happy this morning. Two winning tickets were sold in the $636 million Powerball drawing. The rest of us, back to the grind. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.